Two questions come to my mind. When you're talking about long-term change, what is the optimum level of long-term would you think is good when you're implementing a strategic tool like, I would say, theory of change?
Say that again. Are you saying what's a good time frame? How far in the future?
Yeah, how far do you think is good to, if I want to look at a change in long term, should be 3 years, 5 years? You think how long is okay?
That really depends on the area, and I'll speak from some current projects I'm working on right now.
Okay.
I'm working with one organization, international NGO, that is looking to change the financial markets of how people buy bonds so that they only buy bonds that support green activities. And their goal is to reduce carbon emissions worldwide so that climate only changes by 1.5 degrees, where we're on a road to change climate by maybe double that with current strategies. So their long-term goal could be over 30 years. They want to see some movement. They have goals for this year and next year. Their indicators, their quantitative measures, and meeting their short-term preconditions are within a year, within 2 years, within 3 years. But their long-term goal is really where will we be in 2050? Now, that's appropriate to climate. In another case, I'm working with a mentoring organization in Birmingham, England, and they are trying to get students to not get involved in youth crime. And they have a lot of preconditions about what it would take for kids not to go down a path of crime in certain parts of Birmingham that they work in. Their long-term goal is very short. It's within 1 year, they want to see a lot of their preconditions met and a lot of youth having mentors and having alternatives to crime and having alternative ways to make money, not the kind of money they might make by dealing drugs, but something that they will see will lead to a better future. So their long-term goal is just in the next year or two. Maybe this year it's to change involvement in youth crime in Birmingham, and by year two or three, it's to have replicated the program into other cities. And that's more usual. The long-term goal is most usually between 1 and 5 years out. But in something like climate change, which is going to play out over decades, the long-term goal may be something that will not be ever measurable by the people doing it today.
Yeah,
They
that's
will have to measure that they're on the right path.
you mentioned what is the difference between an outcome and out you
Output.
mentioned output.
Well, and this question between outcomes and outputs was one of the biggest changes as I went particularly to small organizations that they did not realize that they were reporting on outputs. So many youth programs that I went to, or public health programs or food pantries, they reported how many meals did we give out, how many students attended our after school program, how many parents showed up on parent night, how many parents attended training on financial planning. These are all very important. Outputs should be tracked. I don't want to say that they are less important. Outputs are on the way to an outcome. But if you stop at outputs, all you know is that you implemented your program, which is good, but you don't know that you've led to the change in the world. And the outcome is the change in the condition of somebody else, an organization, a person. You want to see their conditions change. That's the outcome. The output are things that you can do on the way that show that they are actually coming to things where they could learn or change in some way. But outputs are important to track, but an outcome is an actual change in condition. So the planet not blowing up is an outcome that we not all burn up. That's an outcome. An output would be that we now put 50% of the cars on the road are electric cars.